Welcome to Maseches Saita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 8. The previous Mishnah, the Mishnah, delineated to us the Midah Kenegan Midah, how the punishment for the Isha Sota, for the wayward woman, fits the crime. It's a measurement for measure. Now the Mishnah will just give us a few more examples of that historically, positively and negatively. But first, the negative. Shimshon halach achar einav, says the Mishnah. Samson, Shimshon, he went after his eyes when he decided to marry Delilah. It says, Ki yashara hi be'inai, she is appropriate in my eyes. Lefichach nikru plishtim esena, therefore the plishtim gouged out his eyes. Shenemra v'yochazu plishtim, the plishtim grabbed him v'inakru esena, and they gouged out his eyes. Avshalom, the rebellious son of King David, niska v'saro, he was very haughty when it came to his hair. He was a Nazir. He took a Nazirite vow on himself. And he was permitted to cut his hair once every 12 months. And after he would cut his hair, he would weigh his hair to show what an incredible growth and what a beautiful mane that he had. Also teaches us that he was an incredibly handsome and perfect person physically. Afichach nitle besaro, he met his bitter end by being hung by his hair, which means to say he was riding and his hair got stuck in a tree. The animal continued on and he was hanging, hovering between heaven and earth, as if to say, by his hair. Additionally, because he had relations with 10 of his father's concubines, that's why his death happened with 12 spears. 10 men surrounded him, those that carried the weapons of Yoav, the Yoav ben Tzeruya, the general, the Jewish people. And because he stole the heart of three people, Lev Aviv, the heart of his father, he lied to his father and fooled his father. Lev Bezdin, the heart of the Jewish court, he fooled them as well. V'lev Yisrael, in the hearts of the Jewish people, Shenemar, as it says, V'yganiv Avshalom as Lev Anche Yisrael, Avshalom fooled the Jewish people. Levikach nikru v'shleisha shavatim. Therefore, because of that, Yoav, the general, pierced his heart with three sticks. Shenemar v'yikach shleisha shavatim. He took three staffs, b'chapo, in his hand. V'yiskoim b'lev Avshalom, and he stuck them, he plunged them, he drove them into the heart of Avshalom. So we see that one is negative, the punishment also fits the crime in a negative way. However, says the Mishnah tes v'chein leinin ha-toiva, it also works when it comes to positive, to reward. As a matter of fact, the Gemara teaches us, mida toiva merumer mida paranis, that Hashem much more prefers to reward us than he does to punish us, and it's a more beneficent and a more generous reward than punishment, says the Mishnah. Miriam hemtina l'Moshe shoa achas. When Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 months old, his mother had to hide him in a little tiny, floating crib, floating bassinet. And his sister, says the pasuk, Shenemar, his sister Miriam betesatza b'choste merachik, she stood from a distance to see what would happen to him. Lefichach, therefore, many years later, nisakvula Yisrael shiva yom b'amidbar, when she came down with tzaras, she came down with the leprosy, and she had to wait outside of the machan, outside of the camp. 7 days the Jewish people waited for her. She waited for a few minutes, and we waited for 7 days. She was one person that waited, and here millions of people waited. Shnemar avam le'nosa adayosa Miriam. The Jewish people did not travel on until Miriam was able to come back into the camp. Yosef, Joseph, zachalik parasaviv, he married it to bury his father Yaakov. Vein bechav gadol mimenu. And look, there was no one more chashuv, more prestigious than him. He was the second in command. He was the viceroy of Egypt, perhaps the second most powerful person in the world. He too took care of his father's kever, his father's burial. Shenemar v'yal Yosef likper asav. Yosef went up to bury his father. V'yarimai gam rechav gam parashim, and along with him accompanied chariots and horse riders. Mi lanu gadol mi Yosef. Who else had this amazing burial besides for Yosef? Shelo nisasik b'al Moshe. Who took care of him? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moses. He was the one that was busy with, when the Jewish people were leaving Egypt, trying to find the bones of Yosef so they could take them out of Egypt and bury them in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe merited Zach of Atzins Yosef to be busy with the bones of Yosef. Ve'im Yisrael gadol mimenu. And amongst the Jewish people, there's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneimar v'yikach Moshe atzmas Yosef imay. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Therefore, migadol mimoshe, who was merited more than Moshe Rabbeinu, shalinis asik b'al hamakam, his burial happened through the hand of the Almighty Himself, as it says in the pasuk, "Vayik baroisei bagai," the Almighty Himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu in his burial place. Leil Moshe Bavad Amru. Concludes the mission not just on Moshe, as the pasuk referring to that Almighty is busy with their passing. Alal Kol Tzadikim, any righteous person. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya and Isaiah, V'holach lefanecha tzidkecha kvod Hashem yasvecha. A person whose righteousness walks before him, the holiness, the honor of God, is what gathers them in. So therefore, anyone who is great, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mitapu with them. He takes care of them by their passing. Learn from these two Mishnayos that it's definitely worthwhile doing good because Hashem reciprocates in the same way so many times over. It's definitely not worthwhile doing evil because Hashem reciprocates with that as well. Let's be bocher betov, let's select in the good, and Hashem will reward us so many times over.